changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with a couple of my new favorite stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, My Amazing Mom. These stories are reassuring in that they show that kids really do notice what their mothers do for them and for others. You know, sometimes when you're in the trenches raising kids, you're not sure they're paying attention or appreciating everything that you do. But in these stories, teenage girls, yes, teenage girls, do notice and admire their moms. In the first story, Elaine Heron-Onley tells us that she and her twin sister were invited to a ninth grade party at the end of the school year, and they were new kids at their school, so they were very excited to be invited. This was back when moms often made clothing for their children, and Elaine and her sister were very proud of the beautiful dresses their mother made for them for the party. She had spent days on them. But what was really memorable was what happened after the party. Elaine's aunt drove the girls home, and Elaine rushed in to tell her mom all about the party. And then she saw something she had never seen before. And she says the image is still so vivid for her because she burst into her mother's bedroom, found her mother about to go to bed, and saw her mother in her nightgown with her robe off. It was the first time that Elaine had seen the nightgown that her mother wore under her robe. And that nightgown was a mess, torn at one shoulder, obviously already having been mended. It was covered in holes and tears. Elaine looked down at her beautiful new party dress, and then she looked at her mother's ragged nightgown. And that night in bed, she thought about all the times her mother had made sure that the kids had new clothes when they needed them for school or for social occasions. And she thought about how her mother took a job at the local laundry to make money to buy things for the kids, including their brother who needed a bike to play with the other boys in the neighborhood. And Elaine says, her mother never said the words, "I love you," out loud. But after seeing that nightgown, Elaine understood. Elaine's mother made a lot of sacrifices, and even as a teenager, Elaine realized it. Not all teenagers are that mature, but when they are, they really do see their mothers as role models. And we have another story about this in the same book by Savannah Castle, who tells us that she was raised by a single mother who often worked several jobs just to make ends meet. But then when Savannah was 15, her mom started dating the man who would become Savannah's stepfather, and things got easier for them. There was no longer a question as to whether they'd be able to afford groceries for the week. When Savannah was 16, a new family began attending their church. And Savannah's mom became friends with the mom of the other family, and the kids became friends too, and Savannah often watched movies at the other family's house while her mother was at work. And one day, Savannah was at this other family's house during lunchtime, and she realized that the family was out of food. They didn't even have any milk. They were going through a rough time because they had moved to their town for a job that had then fallen through. Savannah went home and told her mother about it that night. And what did her mother do? She immediately flung open the cupboard doors and she started pulling out food. She filled bag after bag with food. And then she took Savannah to the grocery store where they picked up perishables such as milk and eggs. Then they took that car full of food to their friend's house. The other mother started crying, and Savannah's mom cried too. But she knew what it felt like to run out of food, and now that she was in better shape, there was no way she was letting that happen to her new friends. Savannah is in her late 20s now, and she says this is still one of her most treasured childhood memories of her mom. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast today. Please make sure that you subscribe on Apple Podcasts or Google Play or wherever you like to get your podcasts so that each new episode will be automatically downloaded into your phone. If you'd like to learn more about Chicken Soup for the Soul, My Amazing Mom, you can find it on our website, chickensoup.com, by clicking the podcast button and looking at our featured books. And you can pick up a copy for yourself, or as a Mother's Day gift for your mother, your stepmother, your mother-in-law, your grandmother, maybe your daughter who's a mom now, at Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, your local independent bookstore, Walmart, Rite Aid, Target, Kroger, Amazon, Chapters Indigo, Costco Canada, or wherever else books are sold. Come back for our next episode for a sneak preview of our next book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, My Crazy Family. This is a very entertaining book. It's filled with stories about wacky, lovable people who you are not related to. We're going to be talking to actress Melanie Chartoff about the story she wrote for the book, which is about her dad and the secret she learned about him right before he died.